is Centennial College Radio News at 9:30. I am Sarah Kunar, here with Andrew Serba. The weather outside is 9 degrees and cloudy right now, with a high of 18 today. Here are today's headlines. Two people are in the hospital after a shooting in the East End yesterday afternoon. Julie Black has been added to the Canadian Idol cast, and protesters held up flags yesterday in a rally against China during the Olympic torch tour in San Francisco. Now to the top story. Gunshots went off yesterday at 2 p.m. in an East End apartment building, leaving two men bleeding on the road along Lawrence Avenue East. One has been shot in the chest and the other, who has been taken in for questioning by the police, was shot in the leg. To make matters worse, police are looking for a 7-year-old boy who has gone missing from that very same apartment building. According to police, the boy, Calvin Richardson, witnessed the shooting. Police believe he might be in the custody of his father. A neighbor who lives next to the apartment said she heard several shots as she was about to enter her building. She ran into her home and looked out the window and saw two men run from the apartment. They got into a green Acura and drove directly into a tree. According to the neighbor, the driver got out and then collapsed on his face. Witnesses said a third man was seen fleeing the building and apparently leaving a trail of blood behind. If you know any information about the shooting, please contact the police. And if you want to be anonymous, contact Crime Stoppers. Canadian R&B sensation Julie Black is joining the cast of Canadian Idol as Ben Mulrooney's co-host. Julie Black will be adding a new twist to the show, taking the cameras backstage. Black hopes that she will be able to make the contestants feel more comfortable and be there for them to talk to someone who has gone through all of it before. Thousands of protesters are expected to crowd the streets of San Francisco today for the Olympic torch's only stop in North America. They are protesting China's poor human rights record, their support of Sudan, as well as their insistence that Tibet is a part of China. Stephen Harper has decided not to boycott the Olympic Games, stating that even the Dalai Lama has not called for such a boycott. Harper does not want it to affect or harm the athletes participating in the events. Ontario workers are rapidly moving out west to take advantage of the booming labor market in BC and Alberta. With high unemployment rates in Ontario, BC workers say they are happy to get the extra help from Ontario residents. Bree Walt reports.
Owner of two BC labor companies, Dave Wismer spends his days in a tiny office arranging jobs for his workers. But Wismer needs more laborers so he can stop turning down contracts. The 2010 Olympics have created much construction work to be done in BC. This leaves BC short on laborers. Wismer has begun advertising in Ontario along with many other companies and attributes the move of many workers from Ontario to BC to the struggling economy in the eastern province.
With the Canadian dollar at par and U.S. economy in almost a recession, then Ontario doesn't do as well as the West.
Scott Gilbert is an educated person. He has attended university and used to run two Toronto businesses. However, after months of looking for work in Toronto, Gilbert was forced to move out west to explore the many opportunities there.
Couldn't find very much that was offering over $11 an hour, and out here in BC, the starting wage is between $14 and $18 per hour, and with just about every contracting position, they do provide you with the opportunity with essentially an apprenticeship where you can learn the trade and advance not only in your skills, but as well as pay.
With a growing number of BC job fairs held in Ontario, high unemployment rates in the province, and a swelling BC economy, more and more workers are choosing to leave their lives behind and start fresh out west. Bree Walt, Centennial College Radio News.
That is all for news. We will be back after this break with Andrew and the entertainment news.
Leave it to American ingenuity to take a rather bleak time of year and transform it into a season full of quaint but cheerful holiday traditions. And leave it to British ingenuity to impart a rare sparkle to these festivities, Schweppes. For example, while feasting until immobilized on an oversized bird's Schweppes club soda bursting with Schweppervescence makes a lively dinner companion. Your ritual of cramming as many people as possible into a department store elevator, meanwhile, inspires thirst only Schweppes ginger ale with real Jamaican ginger can quench. And while transfixed to the telly watching a group of massive helmeted chaps smash into one another, what could be more civilized than Schweppes tonic water with essence of lime and Seville oranges. While many of your holiday traditions seem quite curious to us, we certainly toast their spirit. And suggest you do the same with the purchase of Schweppes, the great British bubbly.
Welcome back. I'm Andrew Serba, and here's the latest in entertainment. The 7th Annual National Jazz Awards were held last night. The awards paid tribute to jazz greats and showcased Canada's up-and-coming talent. Jody Prosnick, a Vancouver-based bassist, and Toronto pianist Hilaro Duran topped the night's list with 3 awards apiece. The show included a performance by 14-year-old Nikki Yanofsky, a Montreal jazz singer on her way to stardom. And Doug Riley, Oscar Peterson, and Jeff Healey were acknowledged posthumously for their contributions to the art. Toronto-born playwriters Neil Bartman and Brian Hill will be able to catch their play on Broadway by early 2009. Their musical, The Story of My Life, has been picked up by the Tony Award-winning Broadway producer Chase Mishkin. It debuted to mixed reviews at a 2006 production by the Canadian Stage Company. After rewriting the play in New York, the duo presented it last year at the National Alliance for Musical Theatre, where it was well received. A Scarborough man says he'll be playing violin in an orchestra when he's 90 years old. He's a member of the Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. They played their 3rd concert of the season on March 1st at the PC Ho Theatre. Denise Folsom reports.
That's the sound of the Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. David Kolpitz is a violinist in the orchestra. He is 62 years old, and he says being a part of the orchestra is very important to him because it's so rewarding. Kolpitz says he wasn't in an organized orchestra for 20 years, but he's never stopped playing violin completely.
When I rediscovered the orchestra in 1990, I try and tell this to as many people as possible. Don't give it up, because I was away 20 years, and now I won't put it down. The music has always been there, and as I say, it's not something you lose.
The PC Ho Theatre in Scarborough is the new home of the Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. Kolpitz says he loves being able to perform in this community because it's where he lives. Colleen O'Dwyer is the orchestra's manager, and she says this is their first season at the theater. She says 5 of the orchestra's concerts are part of a series, but they have 7 concerts in total within a season.
The beginning of the season, we do what's called a Young Artist Concert, and we run a concerto competition in the spring in conjunction with the Royal Conservatory of Music, and the winner is featured at one of our subscription series.
The Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra's next concert will be held on April 20th at the PC Ho Theatre. O'Dwyer says the performance will feature a guest pianist. Denise Falzon, Centennial College Radio News.
And finally, American Idol will take a break from its search for talent tonight to raise some money for charity. The special, Idol Gives Back, will feature performances, messages to raise awareness about social issues, and a long list of celebrities to attract attention. Last year's show raised $76 million for charity. Well, that's all for entertainment. Now here's Sarah to wrap it all up.
Thank you, Andrew. That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next news segment at 10 a.m., broadcasted live at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. This is Centennial College Radio News. Have a great day.